Lord.
Be seated, please.
Before we start, and according to the request of the fiancé, I would like to give you a few minutes explanation about the meaning of betrothal in the Coptic Church. First of all, it is not a sacrament. It means that there is no commitment forever for this prayer of betrothal. However, it has two main items, two main reasons. Number one, that the fiancé and the fiancée announce that they are going to have a commitment relationship to each other and to study each other and to see each other and for their love to grow, integrate, and their love guides them to the second point, which is the wedding. And the betrothal means that the church announces and blesses this relationship, praying for both of them to have a successful period of preparation for the wedding between the betrothal and the wedding. In the betrothal, there is still two bodies. In the wedding and after the wedding, they become one body. And whoever unites them in the wedding, no power in heaven or in earth can break them. And the betrothal actually was mentioned in the Bible many times. The most beautiful verse was in Jeremiah chapter 2, when the Lord was speaking about the children of Israel after they have been freed from the slavery of the Egyptians, going towards the promised land through the wilderness of Sinai. He said to them on the mouth of Jeremiah, "I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown." The wise fiancé and fiancée do not waste their time between the betrothal and the wedding and be more engaged in the preparation of the new house, the new life, the new style, more than the unity of love through Jesus Christ, who is going to unite them in one body, as I said. Today, there are two points here. When the betrothal is successful, then both of them will go in this direction, not this direction, towards each other, but to the top of the triangle. Both of them goes towards God here and there. At a certain point, they become in one point, and then they ask the church to bless this marriage. And this is the sacrament on which the Lord becomes the head of the house, and both the man and the woman, the groom and the bride, will not be anymore two bodies, but one body, as I said. Today we'll pray for them, asking the Lord to bless this project of wedding, asking the Lord also to make this betrothal a very good period for both of them to go towards God and towards each other. The more they go to God, the more they will be closer to each other until they become in one point, as I said, on the wedding day, inshallah, God willing. Stand up for prayer. Thank you.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the founder of the statute of perfection and the author of the Lord's graces, we declare in this Orthodox assembly the betrothal of the Blessed Orthodox Son Patrick to the Blessed Orthodox daughter Miriam. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God the Father, the Pantocrator. Worthy to pray, thankfully, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever. Amen.
In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the founder, the statute of perfection, and the author of all graces, we declare in this Orthodox assembly before the altar of the Lord, the betrothal of the Blessed Orthodox daughter Miriam to the Blessed Orthodox St. Patrick, Es marot in jebef monoganis in shiri in sons bechristos en chois.
To the Lord, thankfully saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, power,
in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the founder of the statute of the perfection and the author of the law of graces, we declare in the Orthodox assembly and before the altar of God the betrothal of the Blessed Orthodox Son Patrick to the Blessed Orthodox daughter Miriam. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. In heaven.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom of God.
In Christ Jesus our Lord.
Leave.
προσευχήσταθείτε.
Ειρήνη πάση.
Και το πνεύμα τη.
Let us give thanks to the beneficentness from God the Father of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, spurred us, supported us, and has brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. The Pantocrator of the Lord, our God.
Let us pray.
God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And bless the engagement of Patrick and Miriam, and forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Entreat your goodness, O Lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. Holy in the old temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked been under the rise up of enemies, hidden and manifest. Take them away from us and from all your people and from this blessed couple and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to trade on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
Yeah.
Moses Moab choice Yochem Bekarar Es
O true Master, the only begotten Word of the Eternal God, who betrothed humanity to turn and joy through His glorious incarnation, who purchased the faithful souls through the mystery of His life-giving cross, who purified them by the washing of the second birth, who granted them the gifts of the Holy Spirit, who graced them with the banquet of life and the cup of salvation, who became humanity's head, shepherd, supreme master, and heavenly bridegroom, who guaranteed the great heavenly joy, we wholeheartedly implore Your graciousness, O only begotten Son of the Father, to shower down from Your well-pleasing clouds of heaven the blessings of Your goodness and generosity, to take pleasure in this occasion for which we have gathered, and to command a good beginning for our undertaking and acceptable God, who created man free and noble, granted him an honorable and exalted status, who did not permit him to be alone and lonely since his creation, but honored him with intimacy and maturity, saying, "It's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Grant Your good success to our present endeavor and support it with Your sublime right goodness to be a pure loaf of engagement leading to a spiritual well-kept kinship. Fill the couple's hearts with happiness and bliss, granting them their wishes for joyful substantial success. Amen. Oh, God bless this chaste daughter, his fiancée, protect her from envy and temptation, and grant them both a faultless mutual love. Link their engagement to a good start and grant them a holy, protected, happy life. Guard them as they pursue Your agenda of obedience and shepherd them with Your protective care. Make them as two plants grounded in the roots of the faith and the virtues, protected from the evil of disagreements and vice, and blessed by Your benediction upon Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Your apostles, whom we call to proclaim the gospel. Grant them full happiness and gladden them at the happy time of the crowning ceremony. Amen.
Christos, I'm shot, ni aro, ni mo, mi dominem, sit in emni carpus, sotiem mono,
noina, kyrie eleison, kyrie eleison, kyrie flogis solenides, moerois, dime tania, conie, vulcum, dies,
mo, pie Christus, pinoti,
emine, sejo,
Urum de tiri ne vonare ante kirini stemne nante kirini con novina ne vol de tuk te tigo omnem pi o nem besmo nem pi omah shaini amin me kas vori de tu pray you thank thee our father who art in heaven
hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven give us this day our daily bread forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation but deliver us from the evil one Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen.
In this happy ceremony, we remember the verse St. Paul said about all our betrothal, saying, I betrothed you to a one man to present a chaste bride to Jesus Christ our Lord. Congratulations, all of you. Pray for them to have a happy time and to prepare themselves for a successful wedding and a blessed marriage life afterwards. Thank you. Come. Mom and mom and sister. Anyway. Very good. Are you Italian? Malish, the boss.
Oh, we know.